Welcome back. You're listening to the Texas Appellate Law Podcast. I'm Jody Sanders.
And I'm Todd Smith.
Well, this is probably going to be our last official episode of the year. We were looking at our release schedule, and our next release after this one is scheduled to come out between Christmas and New Year's. And we thought, let's give everybody a break, including ourselves. So welcome to our last episode of 2022, unless we give you a quick holiday greeting that may pop up in your feed. I don't know. We'll see. That's TBD. But we just kind of wanted to follow on a sort of tradition that we've now had the last couple of years of just focusing on ourselves, our listeners, and just the stress and busyness of this time of year. So like any good lawyer, I'm going to throw out a super site to some of our prior episodes. We've talked about this with Chris Ritter, the former TLAB director. We've talked about this with Bree Buchanan, Karen Vladek, Katie Pryle. Those are all some of our past episodes talking about all different aspects of attorney wellness. And I'm sure that we've got some more guests coming up in the next year or two that are going to cover those similar topics, but with their own different stories and tips. But we just wanted to focus on that. You know, admittedly, Todd and I have both been, we were talking about before we started recording, we've both been super busy. I feel like everybody's been really busy. Mm-hmm. All that COVID backlog is finally finding its way to trials, appeals, and all that. So this is a little bit a reminder for ourselves on how to just kind of take it easy this time of year and cope with the stress of work and the holidays and all that. So we thought we'd just kind of talk about that a little bit, and then kind of wherever else this may go. The other thing I will say, and I saw earlier Todd had posted something about this, you know, Twitter has become an interesting site, and a lot of our contacts and stuff were on Twitter. I know I've set up an account on Mastodon and one on Post as well. I have no idea how much I'm going to use any of those, but my handle is the same on all of them. It's Jody S. Sanders across all those platforms. And I know Todd, I think, set up on Post as well. So if you guys are switching platforms, feel free to follow us on there. We'll probably post our podcast updates across those as well.
Yeah, I think that's the plan. I'm not on Mastodon yet. I've kind of taken a wait and see approach to all of this and still am. You know, I don't know. There's a lot of criticism of Twitter and how it's being handled these days. And a lot of the content and the attitudes being conveyed on Twitter are definitely problematic. But I've seen a few people that I trust who have talked positively about Post. And so I just today got approved for my Post account, which is I'm at D Todd Smith, just like I am on Twitter and a lot of the other platforms as well. So I'll play with it a little bit, but we will see. And I think that's right. I think we'll, you know, to the extent we really start, I don't think I would call it a transition, but becoming more active in those formats, then I definitely will be posting about the podcast because I want to keep online discussions of what we do on the podcast alive. And I just, I would really hate it if Twitter just went away or withered on the vine, because we've gotten so much benefit from being on it. We've got, of course, the podcast has its own Twitter account with almost 1,000 followers. And so, you know, who would have ever thought that we would accomplish that? You know, 10 followers, maybe including our families. Right.
But, that's right.
You know, here we are. So we will stay apprised of what's going on there. But, you know, one thing we want to assure listeners of is we don't have any plans to go away.
Nope.
We were talking offline about, I just figured out today that a podcast that we were guests on a while back, and I had listened to several episodes of, has gone away. And so, you know, but I think it was by design. It wasn't like didn't have enough content anymore. It just for that particular podcaster, it had just kind of run its course. We haven't run our course yet. I'm happy to say. I think we're, you know, we're healthy. We've got lots and lots of ideas for future guests. We're in discussions with some guests that I think our listeners will be very excited to hear from. Several of those actually, and including some different perspectives than what we've had so far. We've had a good number of Supreme Court justices, and I'm pleased to say that I think we're about to get one, our sixth of nine set up to record with us. So I think, you know, Jody has joked around that we'll officially be at per curiam status once we get that sixth justice. But we have some others that I think will be very interested, interesting to our guests. So I do want to loop back to the folks you mentioned, Jody, that we had had on the show before. Bree Buchanan, Karen Vladek, and Katie Prowler. Those are all, I think, really good episodes and a lot of good tips and tidbits in those interviews on well-being and balancing life and work to the extent that's even really possible realistically.
Right.
But I want to devote some special attention, special mention to the Chris Ritter episode. Mm-hmm. For one, because Chris at the time was the executive director. This is going back to the very first Christmas. So 2 years ago now, to the very first Christmas time in which we, or holiday time in which we had this podcast. And Chris came on and talked specifically about coping tips for around the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And he had a lot of really good ones. One that stuck out in my mind, sticks out currently, is, you know, how to deal with difficult family situations. You know, those holiday gatherings when Cousin Eddie is out, you know, with the RV in the street, emptying the tank into the sewer. And I think one of the things that Chris said at that time was something to the effect of, you know, control when you leave. You don't necessarily have to expose yourself to an unhealthy dynamic any longer than necessary. So that is the one episode that I think if I was going to say or suggest to listeners, go back and listen to this one. That's the one. And we will put a link to it after we air this sort of pop-up episode. We'll put a link to it in our Twitter account just to kind of remind everybody that it's there. And if you're not following us on Twitter already, we're at Tech's App Law Pod over there. I think I'm going to make a point, Jody, I think, to listen to that episode start to finish again, because as I recall, Chris had a lot of really on point tips for the holiday season.
No, I think that's right. And please know, we're not seeking to replace any of those tips or offer any expert guidance. We're certainly not professionals. We're just kind of given some of our thoughts about things that have worked for us or things that we think about. And maybe with that, one of the things that I'll say is we're recording this on December 14th. It's hopefully going to come out tomorrow. If you have time and you can get an appointment before the end of the year, go to the doctor and just get your yearly checkup. Yeah. I say that because I just had some stitches removed from where I had to have an abnormal skin place cut and biopsied. And, you know, it's one of those things that you just have to stay on top of. So make time, go get things checked out that seem weird or don't seem weird. Just get your regular checkups because it's so important and you just never know.
Oh, that's exactly right. I'll echo that 100%. You know, a lot of this is driven, this is good or bad, I suppose, by whether you've met your health insurance deductible for the mm-hmm. year. In the last 6 weeks or so, I've had a whole lot of health appointments for that very reason, not because anything's really wrong, but, you know, dermatology, your dermatologist can be a really good ally because I've had those same experiences.
I'm very close with mine, probably closer than I would like to be, but we know each other well at this point.
Yeah. I've had some work done, recently, not the elective type. And so I totally get that. That's a good one. If you grew up in Texas, like we did,
yep.
And you don't have a dermatologist, you need to go get one.
Yep.
Because let me tell you that skin cancer stuff pops up no time flat. And if you're not on it, a lot of bad things can happen.
Yep. I had a surprise one when I was 32. So you don't have to be old for them to happen.
No. I think that was a backhanded slam against me, but
it was just if you're in your late 20s or early 30s, don't take for granted that you've got a while to not worry about it, because you never know.
No, that's true. I'll also say that, and not only, you know, get your regular like annual checkup, because that's just sort of baseline, right? But we had a really tragic situation in our community. In the marching band community that my wife and I are really a significant part of, with our youngest child about ready to graduate now from high school, you know, we're doing a lot of introspection and reflection. And But one of the things that's happened this year is we had a very healthy band parent who collapsed and died after being out cycling with his friends. And here's someone that if you sized him up, just how he looked, you would never say that he would have a heart attack and pass away in his mid 40s, which is what happened. And so, you know, gosh, if you've got, and I can speak personally to this because I've got plenty of family history on this stuff and I've been really aggressive and how I've dealt with it. But if you've got a heart history in your family, you know, talk to your physician about that, first of all, but don't be afraid and don't think it's too early for you to go and see a cardiologist, especially if, you know, just because you're healthy and exercise, this case is, you know, is proof that just because you do those things doesn't mean that there's not a problem. And it's better to have it detected early and dealt with. It's kind of funny because folks who know me well know that I've spent a fair amount of time on my Peloton bike, and I went and got a stress test done probably about a month ago now. It's only like the second one I've ever had, but I felt like I was in training on the bike for the stress test. It is not necessarily a fun experience, but you know, the peace of mind that you get, if you've got that sort of history in your family, like I did, is really good. And especially when you see, you know, people, you know, probably so many of our listeners have probably had their own lives impacted in some way. Somebody they know has had, you're going to go back to skin cancer, you know, diabetes, heart attack. And I'm actually getting to the age, Jody, where, you know, stroke is not out of the question. we can kind of make a little light of it, but it's really not something to make light of. I think, you know, this is the time, if you can do it, maybe you've met your deductible, but just, you know, think about your loved ones and what you mean to them and what they mean to you. And if you've got a doubt about anything you've got going on, not just physical conditions, you know, this is the time, as Chris talks about a lot in that episode, where, you know, people tend to fall into some seasonal depression or something more than that. And just, you know, don't be afraid to reach out. And I'll just make another plug for TLAP. If you're a Texas lawyer, or if you're out of state, if you've got the equivalent lawyer's assistance program in your state, and so many states do, thankfully, now, do not hesitate to pick up that phone and call that number. If there was ever a time to do it, I think this would be the time. So please do that if you're struggling with those kinds of issues.
That's exactly right. And excuse me, one thing that Bree Buchanan made clear on her episode, she was a former director of TLAP as well, is that it is absolutely walled off both physically and literally from the bar. And so a call to TLAP stays confidential. It has no impact or effect on your bar status. The bar doesn't find out about it. They don't know. So if that's a concern, don't worry about it with TLAP.
Right. Well, let me just ask you, Jody, is there anything specific, any new habit that you've started or that you're intending to start as we get to the end of the year that you've been sort of philosophical about that benefits you personally, or that you anticipate you'll get some benefit out of, to kind of manage your own stress as a busy practicing lawyer and husband and father?
No, I don't think a new habit, but one thing that I've kind of tried, I wouldn't say a mantra, I don't think that I have a mantra, but just the idea of setting limits, whatever they may be. And, you know, it's impossible, I think, as a parent, an attorney, to set absolute hard limits, and you have to realize that they're going to give, but finding those places in my life where I can kind of set some boundaries around, you know, what are times that generally I am unplugged from work, or, you know, are the organizations and things that I'm involved in and supporting, are those things that actually I feel like are meaningful to me, that are making a difference? And if not, let me evaluate that. You know, where am I giving my time? Is it something that I'm getting something out of? And I've really, since kind of getting back to what I guess I'd call more normal post COVID, I've really been very intentional about that and looking at the things I was involved in and reevaluating them and thinking, okay, you know, with the time that I have outside of work, outside of family stuff, or sometimes in place of work and in place of family stuff, is this really where I want to devote my time? And am I getting a benefit out of it? And the answer with some of those was no. And the answer with some of those was yes. And some of that even led to some other opportunities of, oh, well, what about this? Hey, have you heard about this organization? So I feel like I get a lot more fulfillment from my non-work life by being intentional in the things I'm involved in. And of course, with your work life, when I say set limits, there's a big asterisk there, because law, particularly law firms and private practice, it's a client service industry. And so sometimes the client services just, they have to take the top billing over everything because clients have emergencies and you just do have to drop things. And so with that understanding, you know, you kind of made a joke about work-life balance when we started, and that's exactly right. I mean, it is a balance, because sometimes one part of your life takes precedence over some of the others, and it may not be the one that you would choose, but it's the one that you kind of have to follow up on your duties to your client, to follow up on your obligations to your family. And so just kind of be mindful of those things. And that's something that I really want to pay careful attention to in 2023, and just make sure that I stay on that path of doing the best that I can with the practical limitations that I have of being intentional about my time. And, yeah, and to talk about Karen's episode, saying no when it's appropriate.
Right. Oh, I'm totally on board with that. You know, as you were talking, I was thinking about something that a lot of lawyers suffer from, a lot of people generally, and that's just FOMO, the fear of missing out. And I think it's a good idea to, you know, here we are at the end of the year, you know, near the beginning of the year, where it's kind of time traditionally to review what we've got ourselves committed to, the things that we want to accomplish in the next year. I usually spend some time, quite a bit of time, toward the end of the year, looking ahead of the following year and setting goals. And a lot of those goals in recent years have had to do with, you know, taking better care of myself physically, and the things that I have to do that, which include exercising, you know, trying to watch what I eat, which is a big area where I could use improvement. Sleep, which is, you know, as you age, it gets a little bit more difficult to get good sleep, but, you know, prioritizing those things right up there with your work life, I think, and your family life, is really important, because there really are sort of like the three legs to the stool, right? You know, how you take care of yourself. And if you pull any one of those legs out, the others tend to suffer too, and or your overall well-being tends to suffer. So I am becoming more cognizant of, and have been known this for a while, of overcommitting. It's so easy to say yes, and it's much harder to say no, because you're going to disappoint somebody. And I heard it said very recently that sometimes you have to quit the old to make room for the new. And that's, I think, where you're talking about, Jody, about new opportunities arise sometimes. If you let something go, you'd be surprised at what comes to fill the space. And
absolutely,
you know, hopefully it's something that's better than what you let go of. And I'll, there's an author and a guy that a lot of people who listen to us may have heard of, a guy named Derek Sivers. And I think I like the way he says it in terms of deciding what you're going to commit your time to. He says, if it's not a hell yeah, it's a no. So I'll steal that quote from Derek Sivers. It's, you know, in our industry, it's a little hard to get that excited about something new that we're taking on.
Yeah, it can be.
But, you know, just I guess the overall advice here is just, it's a good idea to review the inventory of things you're committed to and think about, you know, what can be cut. When I had my own firm, I used to try to do this with clients. If I had, you know, it's kind of a variation on the 80-20 rule or the 90-10. You know, sometimes you may find that a very small percentage of your clients cause most of your stress. And also the proportion of revenue that they generate is far less than it should be for the amount of stress that they cause. And so, you know, maybe it's time to have a difficult conversation with someone who is really doing not much but dragging you down. And I think that kind of fits with what you were saying, Jody, just about setting limits. You know, we all only have 24 hours in the day, and you have to choose how you spend those precious 24 hours. And sometimes life's too short to, to fool around with stuff that you don't enjoy, that doesn't benefit you or cause you stress.
Yeah. And to be clear, I'm still not good at it. I'm just trying to be more intentional at it. So yeah, don't feel bad if you don't get it right. Cause I definitely don't, but I've at least made an intentional decision to try and be better about it. And I think I have improved some.
Well, that's why they call it practice, right?
That's exactly right. It's
just the same reason why we practice law. We never fully master it. We're never, you know, self-contained authorities on it, but we have the tools. In theory, we have the tools that it takes to improve and get better at certain things. And I think the same is true of life in general, in all phases of it. Family life, work life, you know, exercise and nutrition, all those things. It's progress, not perfection.
Absolutely.
If you expect perfection, you're never going to attain it, and probably will become, will suffer the negatives of perfectionism, and which is something else that we, as lawyers, have to deal with a whole lot. So, I love that suggestion on setting limits. I don't really have anything groundbreaking either, other than just, you know, trying to expect a little more of myself in some of the areas that I am trying to improve on, and hopefully being able to measure improvement on those things, because I've given up, even though I'm a longtime perfectionist, I have realized that I will never attain it. And so I've gotten better actually at letting things go, really good. In fact,
that's good though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so, it's one of those things you have to have, and also being able to give yourself grace, because I feel like that was something that I really, really, really struggled with, especially early on in my career and early on in parenthood, is you do want to be that perfectionist. You want to get everything right. And, you know, as lawyers, we kind of feel like, well, we can, you know, we should be able to handle all of this. We should be able to balance all these plates, and everything should handle itself perfectly. And then eventually you realize, yeah, this is just a recipe for frustration, anger, or worse, and I'm not going to get there. And so you do have to be able to let things go, and you frankly have to be able to laugh at yourself. If you can, sometimes, I mean, it's not always appropriate, but sometimes you do have to be able to laugh. Cause I mean, we have to do ridiculous things. Sometimes the sentences that I say out loud to my kids when they're like in the middle of something, and I you just think, I never thought I would put all of those words together in a sentence, because whatever's going on here is nonsense. And even though I'm frustrated, I have to like stop and take a minute and just laugh in my head about, I can't believe we're having this conversation.
Well, I wish I could say that it gets way better as the kids get older. I'm joking around. I mean, I'm, you know, you've got great kids. My kids are great.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you're never, perfectionism and parenting do not go hand in hand. Because you will fail. But you know, for all you younger parent listeners out there, you know, your children generally are going to grow up to be good people. You know, you realize at some point, you only have so much influence, but you know, and the influence you have is important. But in the end, they become their own people, and they choose their own path. And you finally reach the point where you're not necessarily expecting them to be, mini-me's, and they, you know, but that point also does come where, they surprise you with their maturity, and it's a good feeling when that happens. So, you know, all that's parenting is another major source of stress and frustration,
100%.
For sure, for lawyers of all ages. And I don't think, now that mine have gotten a little older, you know, we're going to be empty nesters before too long. The stress never really goes away. It just changes.
Mm-hmm.
Your worries are different when they're older than they are when they're little and you're on death watch, essentially.
No question.
I think that's a really good point.
Sometimes I still surprise myself with my maturity. Not always, unfortunately, but sometimes I think, wow, I really did a good job letting that go that time.
Well, you know, if you know yourself and your past self, and you can see how you've responded differently to something than you might have in years past, I think that is something to turn around and pat yourself on the back for.
It is. It definitely is.
You know, parenting is one of those things. It's, you know, this all kind of fits together in a theme, right? It's another one of those things where you kind of realize that you only have so much control over the outcome, and mm-hmm. you have to know, it's kind of like the serenity prayer, right? It's, you have to know what the things are that you can do that are actually going to move the needle mm-hmm. and to be able to let go of the things that won't. And that principle applies, I think, literally to everything we've talked about today, is, you know, just self-examination, self-reflection, and some analysis, sort of realistic analysis of what is within your control. Mm-hmm. If you can realize that and have it guide your actions, whatever they may be and whatever your goals are, I think that goes a long way toward, you know, helping someone stay mentally healthy, because there's really no worse feeling than trying to control something you really can't. And mm-hmm. the realization that you can't is often pretty difficult to confront. So,
especially as a lawyer who handles litigation and appeals, because there's so many things that you really, really want to be able to control and have absolutely zero control over. And it is the most frustrating thing in the world. And I've gotten better at it, but I still wouldn't say that I'm good at it.
I can't say that I'm good at any of the things we've talked about today.
Yeah, no, exactly. Which I guess is why we're having this conversation.
That's because
It's still things we need to work on. And, that's, you know, right. Taking a diet from social media is another one. But of course, as we just talked about, we've now each created multiple new accounts on different platforms. So that's going great too.
I only got on post, I think I said this, because a few people that I know and trust and respect have started talking about it more. It's not, I don't think, going to be a perfect platform, even if Twitter does go away. You know, there's always going to be some element of someone who just drops into stirrup trouble and frustrate people. And
they're called trial lawyers. I'm kidding.
Remember, that's kind of our target audience.
No, I know. But I think many of them probably shake their heads and go, oh, yeah, that's what I like to do.
Yep, they're fully self-actualized in that way, I suppose. But, well, I don't know what else you had on tap. I think, you know, the highlighting of the past episodes and some overall philosophical discussion about well-being was a great way to cap off our year. And yep. I think we'll say, thanks again to everyone who's listened to us mm-hmm. this year. We've got a good catalog of episodes. Now we're approaching 110 full episodes. We've got a lot more in store, a lot of good things coming. And we're just grateful to everyone who's given us your time and commented to us about how you've enjoyed the podcast.
Yep.
I get comments really often.
Me too.
Surprisingly. Man. People will share things from me secondhand. They will say, I met so-and-so and they're a big fan of your podcast.
Yep.
And I thought, really? Well, that's really nice to hear. So
yeah, it really means a lot. So keep those coming. And if you have ideas about things you want to hear about, people you want to hear from, hit us up on one of our social media platforms, our email. You can look on our, mm-hmm. our website, techsapplawpod.com. And there's lots of ways to submit, but tell us what's interesting to you, because we'd love to cover it.
That's right. We're, you know, above all else, probably, I think we're in this to, you know, help provide information and connect ideas and people. But above everything else, I think I'm in it to learn yep. and enjoy the experience. And, you know, here we are, Jody. I was reflecting a little bit. We're coming up on 3 years in March.
That's crazy
that we've been doing this. And so I think we've certainly met that broad sort of objective. But as I say, we're not done yet. We look forward to continuing on and getting started back up at the beginning of the year. And if you see us and you enjoy the show, don't hesitate to mention it to us or reach out to us online, because we do like that kind of feedback. It does help keep us going.
Yeah. And in the meantime, I hope everybody has a great holiday season, a very safe one. I hope that everybody can take care of themselves and those around them and just have fun. And I'll put a shameless plug out for our friends, Kieran Delaney and Jennifer Judge, who started the podcast Lawyers Behaving Badly. If you need a laugh over the holiday, it's fantastic. They're hilarious. And they're just, it's like hanging out with some of your fun friends and talking about funny stuff. So
I think it's a, I've listened to all the episodes and I'm excited about new ones coming out now. I'm totally caught up on it. And they are doing a really, I think, fantastic job. But as two, you know, male podcasters listening in on the conversations that, that they describe as, you know, having a glass of wine with your girlfriends, it definitely gives a little different perspective.
Yeah. We recognize that we're kind of dull by comparison for sure.
Oh yeah. I think that's a fair assessment. They are far more interesting to listen to than we are.
Yep.
But I am really happy for them because they're doing a great job. And I'll tell you just kind of as a little bit of an aside, I learned more from two episodes of their discussion on cryptocurrency.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Than I had ever learned. And now it's like, I know who SBF is.
Mm-hmm.
I know who FTX is. And I understand all those issues way better because I really had never put in the time
100%
to try and understand it. And to tack onto that, my end of court meeting last night, the topic of the presentation, and I wasn't presenting, I was just an attendee, was the cryptocurrency crisis. And the title of it is a kind of a play on Game of Thrones, was Crypto Winter. You know, winter is coming for cryptocurrency. I knew and understood so much more about it just by virtue of having spent, you know, a couple of hours listening to Jennifer and Karen talk about crypto from their perspective. And so it was really, they've done a great job. Congratulations to them. We look mm-hmm. forward to following them for a long time to come because it's very well done. We're happy to give them a plug.
Definitely. All right. Well, thank y'all so much. And we'll talk to you in the new year.
Take care, everyone. Happy holidays.